Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Is he wearing the ascot?
Yes.
Is that in support of Roland Martin?
Because I like it. It's nice.
Who the hell is Roland Martin?
You gotta be kidding me!
Roland Martin, weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. Today, Roland Martin looks at the Essence Fest. And from Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, Tom, Sybil J, we got a packed show, so folks are going to really enjoy today's show for the 20th Annual Essence Fest, and so we're looking forward to that. You know, Tom, we watch movies all the time, and we see the end product. We never get a chance to see what happens, you know, before they actually shoot the movie. Well, a casting list for this new movie straight out of Compton has been obtained, and it's pretty amazing. They lay out the four categories of women for the movie, and they have this A category just says girls. These are the hottest of the hottest. Models must have real hair, no extensions, very classy looking, great bodies. You can be black, white, Asian, Hispanic, Mid-Eastern, or mixed race too. Then they go to the B girls, Tom. These are the fine girls, long natural hair, really nice bodies, small waist, nice hips. You should be light-skinned. Beyonce's a prototype here. Then they get to the C girls. These are African-American girls. Medium to light skin with a weave. Then they get to the D girls. These are African-American girls. Poor, not in good shape, medium to dark skin tone. Turn to my homegirl, Shalai Abrams, of course, with Truth and Reality. Shalai, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So you see this list. They lay it out, A, B, C, D. So any women, y'all could be in the A group. You are the hottest of the hottest. B girls, y'all fine. We lay it out. But they are very clear. Basically, the C and D women, y'all black women.
Yeah, they made that abundantly clear, and it's amazing how this casting call went out. I mean, think about how many people must have seen this before it was posted and sent out all across the nation, and the fact that it just continues to perpetuate these stereotypes. Again, like here at the top, A, white girl. Hottest of the hottest, real hair. I mean, and excuse me, I just want to understand this under D girls. What exactly do you mean by poor? How do you present poor? Are you going to crawl in on your knees, say, I'm a full black woman? Do you see my brown skin? I mean, there's always been a lot of commentary within black news around issues on racism, but this has exploded across all news outlets. I mean, it's everywhere. I've never seen anything like this.
And of course, the movie, of course, is straight out of Compton. It's about out of Compton. It's about NWA. And obviously, when you look at the videos they did and things along those lines, but what really seems to be irking lots of women, especially a lot of sisters, is that when you go through this, they are very explicit when they say the least attractive or the bottom of the list are African American women. That's really what jumps out. Now they got black in the A list, but they list everybody else. But they're very explicit. C girls or D girls. That's you, black women. That's pretty much what they're saying.
Yeah. Not only is it for the C's and D's. Okay. So C, you can be medium to light skin with a weave. But for D, it's very explicit again. The African American, poor, not in good shape. Make sure you're overweight. And this is what jumps out at me: medium to dark skin tone. So unilaterally, what this casting director is saying is that if you're medium to dark skin tone black woman, well, you're worthless.
And who was doing the casting for this? Who is taking responsibility for this?
Oh, the woman that's taking responsibility.
It was posted by Sandy Alessi Casting Company, mm-hmm. Sandelessi. It was placed on their Facebook page. Right. It is now being deleted.
Oh, I'm looking at her Facebook page right now. So if anyone out there sees, goes to Sandy, Sande Alessi, Alessi Casting on Facebook, go ahead and let her know what you think. But, I mean, you know, Roland, the men, they're not left out because here, according to the casting, they're looking for male extras.
Somebody had to tell her.
But they're saying, make sure you're the African-American street thug or a big, huge African-American guy.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just the most insane thing I've ever seen.
And somebody had to give her these descriptions.
Oh, yeah, someone's sitting in an office saying, let's think about this. Who's going to be the fine girl?
So it's not, but the point is, it's not just casting of black people. It's the descriptions of the people that they're using and the stereotyping of us, because you know these are the people that were as a part of NWA.
Yeah, and that's actually what they're doing. So they're essentially saying this describes Compton. This describes African-Americans during that era. And this describes, frankly, what we want to see. And it has really outraged a lot of sisters all across the country because what it does is it reinforces this notion that if you're looking for a hot woman, she's not black. She's really, but for the black women, they're really C and D level women. That's essentially what they're saying.
And Roland, the story is also up on blackamericaweb.com.
Absolutely. So, folks, check it out. You can read it for yourself. Shalai, thanks a bunch. I appreciate it.
Great job.
All right.
Thank you.
Roland Martin's commentary is brought to you by TV One.